You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you are God and there is no equal. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to worship you another day. We thank you for everything that you have planned for us to grow, to learn, to repent, to walk in newness of life. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, that we know, understand, and perceive the hope of our calling in you. Because you are God of mercies. Each day is better than the day before. We thank you in advance for the lives to be saved, minds to be renewed, and souls will get an understanding of who you are, what you do, and how you do it. We thank you for the people that you already have set up for us to encounter, either to give them something or them to give us something. Something about you. We thank you for your loving kindness. As we look around and see everything that's going on, you are our safe place. You are a place that we can run to and we can find shelter, we can find peace, we can find victory, we can find provision. And we just call these things manifested right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you that because the Holy Spirit is the teacher, He's the guide, that you can fragment the message to fit everybody's need so that they can walk away stronger than how they came. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you, worshiper. Thank you, Jay. Let's go ahead and do our confession. Y'all ready? Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joy, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me. And show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. How many mothers we got in here? Wave at me. All right. Okay. Y'all came in a bunch, didn't you? So this message, tough as a mother. Tough as a mother. So this message is not for those perfect moms. You know, the June Cleavers. This message is not for them. This message is not for the Miss Huxtable. Y'all trouble in Baltimore? Yeah, big fun in Baltimore. This message is for those who have challenges with their children. Those that are, y'all ready for what they are? Those ones that got dry spit on their skirt. Y'all know that? You know, the stuff that's nice dress you got, nice outfit you got, and the child decided they're going to throw up on that one. Anybody encountered that one? It's for the ones who never hear thank you. Uh-oh. What happened with that? What hit y'all with that? It's for the ones who got their kids dressed before they did. Anybody did that this morning? Okay. You're good. I know you got dressed, baby. I did. Now, I did ask you a couple questions about my outfit, so, you know, that might count a little bit. The ones who witnessed their kid eat dog food. You ever seen that? Yeah, you seen it? Or find things on the floor, and they pick them up, and they kind of, like, take it to the mouth. Those types of moms have got to be on the lookout all the time. Am I talking to anybody? Those moms that the uterus at one time was the size of a pear, and then it became the size of a watermelon when y'all gave birth. Anybody in here like that? Yeah. That's y'all don't have to raise your hand. Y'all try to be cool about it. I understand. Yeah, that's what happened during birth. Thank God the moms got that thing. The mothers who hide in the closet and cry when they don't want anybody to know that they are crying, that they are upset. They had a challenging day. Anybody ever had a challenging day? The ones that have to keep reminding themselves, I love my kids. The mind has to stop to hear what the mouth has to say. Do y'all add anything else to that? I wonder, is that my kid? The ones whose bathroom time is always interrupted. Hey, raise your hand. I know y'all catch that one. You wait till the child's sleeping, then they wake you up. I mean, you know, they'll wake up and crawl out of the stroller so that they can come to the bathroom, knock on the door. The ones who let their kids cry it out because I just don't want to get up this morning. They can figure it out. They'll cry themselves away. Y'all in the head, anybody like that? Just cry it out. The ones who cry, when, Lord, when? Anybody do that for graduation this week? Where you like, thank God they graduated, they're getting out of here. The ones who lost their hourglass figure after giving birth to the first one. See, nobody want to acknowledge that. That's okay. All right. Nobody want to acknowledge that. The one person who is required to do 10 things all at once. Elizabeth, I got that from you. Me and Elizabeth were talking. She said, you know, she's what'd you call it? A nanny. A nanny. And she got this thing that she shared with the three kids that she watched. And she says, well, it's just one Elizabeth and three of you guys, so you got to get in line. You got to wait. You got to wait your turn. The The ones whose husband said, oh, okay, this is a good one right here. All right, guys, y'all try to keep a straight face. The ones whose husband said, tonight's the night. We shaved, we washed up, we cleaned ourselves, put on cologne, everything. We think we got it this time. And then what happened? When she has the, she turns and looks at us, exhausted. Now, we should have read that, right? We should have read that they're exhausted, right? But we didn't read it. If you don't back up. Am I lying on anybody? Men, have we encountered that? Okay, all right. The men not even raising their hand. They say, I'm not going to let you know I tried that last night. I'm not talking about you guys. This message is for you. Because, guys, being a mom, I can just tell you what I see. What I've seen, it's not an easy job. But I don't need to tell y'all that, right? It's a challenging experience. Because see, you know, a lot of guys sometimes wonder, well, how come they always call on mom? Well, who did they spend time with before they spent time with you? Y'all had them 9 months. They listened to your voice, heard you talk, heard you interact. And sometimes, let's just say, moms is kind of more patient with the child. Okay. All right, guys. Man, we learning, though. We can learn to be patient. Amen? We just think we can fix everything. But that's not the case sometimes. Although society says different things, guys, the reality is God gave women a special type of love, a special type of emotion. And we learning. Okay? Y'all hear me, but it's okay. All right. So mothers are the teachers. Would y'all acknowledge that? What's the last thing you had to teach? You said you had to teach something before you came here this morning. What did you have to teach your child this morning? Patience? Okay, all right. She didn't have to think about that day. Mothers are nurses. You know, you get a kiss on your wound from your mom, man, you just feel better. I mean, ever lied on anybody? Ever got a kiss and you know, your mom, you know, put a little lips on it and kiss you and look you in the eyes, tell you you're going to be all right. And some kids just fall just so the mom can do it again. They be falling all over the floor and just laying there. You doctors. So see, it goes from a nurse to a doctor. That's some serious stuff right there. Because, you know, kids don't like to take medicine. They'll take anything, all that little scoop thing, you know, that little press thing, put, you know, suck it up. And syringe. Thank you, Jay. See, you can tell. Yeah. See, I did it when Curly wasn't around. I tried to put it asleep. I like, that's that. Meek, I did you like that, too. Yes, sir. Curly said, whoa, she knocked out. She's asleep. I said, yeah, baby. I was just holding her for a little while. Next day, I know. So, Jazz, that's why you so smart. That's why y'all so smart, because, like, I put that medicine. Psychiatrist, you got to figure it out. Child crying, and she's, you know, you're trying to minister to them, and, you know, but they don't want to hear but for so long, so you got to use other tools. You got to take them to a different place. Take them outside. Who cares if it's 20 degrees outside? Just take them outside. Let that cold hit the face. I'm just talking to you guys. Developers of personality. Y'all ever had a challenge trying to get your child to think right, act right, do right? Okay. Raise your hand. You had to do that before. Okay. See, the rest of these are Claire Huxtable people. Man, you got to work with them, though. You got to work with them. But you see, this is moms. Tough as a mother. I'm telling you, man, I just like to watch moms and see what happens. I like to, you know, when you go to the mall, you're going somewhere and you're going to eat dinner, and you got this child the next seat over, something like that, and you can see the child starting to think. Y'all ever notice y'all's child think? And you can tell it ain't good on your end. Because, you know, they looking, they assessing stuff. You know, they looking. Yeah, they like, okay, she said don't touch this. But I can touch the thing beside that. Y'all ever got children like that? They're going to break the law, but a little at a time. Chaperones. Chauffeurs, I'm sorry. How many activities do your children have? Baseball, football, basketball, cheerleading, soccer, dance class, you name it. They in it. Coaches, you can do this, you can do this. You can do it. You can do it. You got this, guys. Disciplinarians? Uh-oh. That's part. So, how y'all discipline your children? Do you put them in timeout, put them in the corner? Where you put them? Putting on the lap while you spank them? We got an honest one over here. What else? What else you do? Huh? You take some things away from them? Yeah? Huh?
Give them the
Get him the eye. Okay, yeah, the mama's eye, that thing go for miles. Yeah. Mom don't even have to say anything. All they got to do is look. Yes, sir, boy. They look at you, you in trouble. And everybody else trying to figure out why you just stopped all of a sudden. They don't have that mama look. You know what's going to happen. Our first impression of God's love is from the mother. First impression. They know what that quiet voice feels like. They know what that nurturing feels like. I got a question over here, a statement. Our first impression. So mom, you got a big responsibility.
Pastor, my mama, if we were out in public and if I was acting up, you know, because you know you can't spank your kids in public. Uh-huh. She'd be like, do you need to go to the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
And yeah. Like, so strangers thought she was just being nice and taking me to the bathroom. No, she's going to beat me in the bathroom.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir. But Jazz came out straight, though. She came out walking like this. You go to the bathroom, she's straight like this. And much, much more. Guys, you got a lot. Tough as a mother. Tell you, it's a serious job. So let me talk to you about this one. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 11 through 35, Elisha was dealing with this woman who had been believing God for a child. And it was incredible how she believed. And so when the child came to pass, what ended up happening? Shodomite woman. And it came to pass that, you know, the child was born, and then all of a sudden he was out hanging out with his dad. And he started telling his dad, I got a headache, my head hurt. And it got on the dad's lap, and the dad was rocking him, and all of a sudden he just died. So because Elisha had already helped her get this child, and so there was a concern. So what she did was she told her husband, she said, look, this is what I got to do. I got to go visit Elisha. And he said, well, it's not a full moon. It's not a special holiday. And so why you need? She just said, trust me. I need to go see him. So Elijah, and he had a servant that worked with him. He saw her coming. Because I can imagine, now you know your child is dead. And she's riding the horse. And so he sees her coming. And he tells the servant, get on your horse and you go meet her. Don't let her have to come all the way. But ask her this, is it well? He said, I want you to ask her three questions. Is your husband well? Are you well? And is the boy well? Now, this is what mothers do. Do you know she said yes? Now, what did I say about her son? He's dead. But she said, when the servant asked her, it is well. Now, is that a sense of belief? She's calling things that be not as though it didn't even exist. She's calling her dead son alive. See, that's the faith of mothers. Mothers can see past what others can't see. The way she looked at the servant, Elisha knew. He said, I need to get on my horse and I need to meet her. I need to go meet her. So when he got to her, he asked her the same question. And she said, it is well. But I need you to come home, come with me. And so he followed her. And when he got to her house, she pointed to the room. And so what he did was he went up there. And he talked to God about it. She didn't have to follow him. Because see, that's what mothers do. When they find somebody they can trust, they trust them to do what they say they're going to do. So he went on upstairs, and he took the child. And when he went into the child's room, y'all ready for this? So there's nothing new under the sun. So what he does is he lays on the child mouth to mouth. He looks eye to eye. Now, the child's eyes are closed, but he's eye to eye. He reaches out his hand and go hand to hand. Does that look like a cross to y'all? And he prayed. It seemed like nothing worked. But he prayed again. Because see, mothers don't expect you to fail. A man of God or something that she believes in, she doesn't expect failure. So he did it, and he did it again. On the third time, the boy
started to breathe. Now, everything would have been different if she had, when he asked her, is everything okay? And she said, my son is dead. No, she said, all is well. Because faith calls things to be not as though it already existed. She knew that if I can get to this person, then what will happen is he'll live again. So guys, I'm telling you, being a mother is no joke. You got to be tougher than a mother. I'm telling you, you don't accept no as an answer. I don't care how many times you went to the school office. You tell Billy Bob or Sally Joe, you anointed. You anointed. You know the decisions to make. You know what is right and what is wrong. But I love the fact you always focus on what is good, what is right, how you can prosper. And so he lived. Her son lived. Why would God call something to be in existence and just to die later? He lived. But her faith had something to do with that. So I'm talking to the mothers who are discouraged. They get tired of hearing the daughters or their sons call from the school office. Tell that child who they are. And I'm not saying you don't do that, but don't get tired of doing it. Because you don't know what has happened on the inside. Somebody can say something at school and can traumatize a child for life. And they'll try to live up to that expectation. But you as a mom got the inside scoop. You have the Father. You have the Son. And you have the Holy Spirit. And I'm not downplaying this. What I'm saying is they are your connection. They are your lifeline. I know what Curly would do with Jazz is like, wait till she go to sleep. Y'all do this. Wait till they go to sleep. Walk in the room and tell them who they are. Tell them what their expectations for life is going to be. Tell them. But who are you talking to? You're talking to the Spirit, the perfect part of them. That's who you're talking to. So guys, don't be weary in well-doing. Because mothers got a lot of responsibilities. You nurture. You protect. Especially as they start to get teens, that your protect mode going to a different place. Because see, moms dated somebody before, and they know how men think. See, we try to act all innocent. I'm trying to just be honest with you. Thank you, Porter. Mothers are motivators. That's what they help do. They help motivate the child. How many children like doing homework in here? Raise your hand if you like doing homework. Yeah. Especially when COVID came along. Boy, there was a lot of bypassing of classes. They showed up and they act like they were working, but what were they doing? Okay, they're not going to tell me. YouTube. Music. Mothers teach love. Remember the first thing that child encountered was your love. Whatever you were feeling on the inside, that's what the child got. That's why it's important, if you're carrying children, to think on good things. Think on love. Think on Jesus. So mothers nurture to help, to grow, to develop, or to succeed, to take care of. Let's look at this scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love in all things. So see, even when we get angry, we need to speak the truth. Both speech and our lives expressing his truth. So children be watching you. They observe you. They see what you're talking about. They see whether what you say lines up with what you do. Let us grow up in all things and to him, following his example, who is the head, Christ. Following whose example? Christ's example. So if you need to know something, read his word. Talk to the Holy Spirit, ask him, what would you do in this situation? Another thing we do, mothers do, is protect, to cover or shield from exposure. Uh-oh, this is going to get ugly up in here. Injury, damage, or destruction. Your job as a mom is to protect. Protect who they talk to, who they hang around with. Now, how many of us, our mom told us to leave this person alone? Yep. Oh, raise your hand if your mom told you that. Okay. What did you do? Did you leave alone?
No.
Oh, you went secret on them?
Yep.
Yeah. I got daughters that think their cell phone, at the time they were growing up, their cell phones didn't light up. You walk in the room and they on the cell phone, but under the cover. Under the cover, but it didn't light up. And so they thought that if they turned, I'm talking to you, Mika, talking to you, Jazz. They thought if they turned it down, you know, turned it face down, that the light wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't see the light. You still see it. Our mothers helped protect us. Because, see, we didn't know what we were doing. We thought we knew it all, had it all, was all. Protect our ignorance. Because you know we can be real ignorant. If you don't know something and you think you do, that's ignorant. Then when you don't change, right, Latrice, if you don't change, you think you know it all. Mothers protect our thinking. Because y'all know our thinking be a little twisted. This is a little twisted. We think we can get away with stuff. See, but God's mercy tells moms, don't bring up everything. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Don't bring up everything the child does. Just let them ride for a little while. I see Curly rolling the eyes at Jazz. Okay? Got a question coming over?
Can you go back to the thinking slide? Mm-hmm. They also, so with our thinking, I feel like sometimes as children, we're limited, mm-hmm. and our mothers will broaden our thinking. Yeah. So, like, let's say we want to be a teacher. Well, mm-hmm. they'd be like, you could be a principal.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes, indeed. They take you to the next level. But then you accuse them of shooting down your idea. Jazz called us fun suckers. But now she can't wait to be around us. What are you doing? I'm with my husband. Oh, that's not a problem. I know, Daddy. Mother protect us from our mouth. Got a mic over here. The words say call things to be not as though they were. When you come to your mom and you start trying to tell her about what's going on, she'll listen, but then she'll make that adjustment with your mouth. What are you saying? And sometimes we don't understand that. We get upset, get mad. Why? Let me tell you what I'm thinking. Well, what you thinking is going to bring some trouble to you. Yes, sir.
What I don't understand about mothers is how they realize what if something wrong happened. Mm-hmm. They know immediately.
That's her. That's her. Yep. It's engrafted on them on the inside. Because, see, they spent time with you guys before us. Right, Ron? Yes, sir. And, see, they read your countenance. They read your moves. They read how you walk. And see, don't come in the house. Now I'm talking to the children. Don't come in the house and try to go straight to your room if that's not what you normally do. Because you go straight to your room, your mom already knows something wrong. And see, I don't know in y'all's culture, but I know in our culture, boy, what's wrong? Girl, come on in here. And you try to change everything. You know, act like you picked up your step and your pep and all that. And they're like, so what happened today? See, they can go down to the exact hour. This happened about 2 hours ago. And you're trying to figure out, how did they know that? Yeah. They know you. Mothers try to work with our attitude. They work with our attitude, because sometimes our attitude jacked up, isn't it? Yep. Yes. If you make a D in the class and you think mom's going to let that pass, I mean, I'm talking to anybody. Mom's going to talk to you about that thing. So, mom, what do y'all take away when you're trying to get them to do something? Do something that you know is capable on the inside. And what do you take away from them for a little while? Y'all don't take nothing away from them? I got one over here. What do you take away from them? Some take away the phone. Some take away the TV time.
Drew loves his switch, so it gets taken away.
Oh, you take away the switch? Yeah. Okay. You better be glad it's a switch and not a switch. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's yes, yeah. It would scare me, man. When your parents tell you, go get your switch. Now, you know you're going to come back with something about this big. You know that sucker ain't going to be like it. Am I lying on anybody? Anybody had to go get a switch? I got one over here. And they got one over here. Yes.
Take away their play time.
Play time. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I remember when my mom not only made me go get my own switch, uh-huh. if it wasn't up to her part, uh-huh. I had to go get another one. Ooh. And she would tell me to take the leaves off of it.
Take the leaves off of it. Okay. But did you do better after that? No. Okay. So you got to get a couple switches. She said, no, who said that? Who said no? Okay, yes, yeah, I agree with that one right there. That's my sister, I know her. I know. But she's been redeemed. Okay, I got some over here. Y'all coming out now. Y'all at the box. Who we got? Yes, sir.
I remember an incident where I had gotten a little flashlight that had a clip.
Uh-huh.
And I love to read.
Okay.
And so one night, like late at night, my mom bust through the door.
Okay.
She knew that I had clipped it onto my book.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading my book underneath the covers. Uh-huh. So she came over, she threw the cover back and was like, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to take this flashlight from you.
Okay. Did you go to bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, mom be minding her own business, but see, they got a comforter to call the Holy Spirit. And he said, check out the room. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, this is obviously when I was a younger kid, we had a vase that was on the kitchen table. Normally it was filled with nice, beautiful flowers, mm-hmm. but on occasion it was filled with switches from rose bushes.
Okay.
And I knew when that thing was yeah. filled up, okay. I knew that I was in trouble.
Okay.
I tried to analyze, well, what did I do? And I could never figure it out, but my mom always knew. And when yeah. that thing was filled up, man, yeah. watch out.
Yes, sir. And they tell you now, they tell you what you're getting the spanker for, right?
Yeah.
Right here? I got one right. Go ahead first, Dale.
My mom, bless uh-huh. her heart, she's right here. Uh-huh. She would send you to go get the switch.
Uh-huh.
You had to get a good one. And if you didn't get a good one, you had to go back.
Okay.
And then after everything was all done, she would just display the switch.
Okay. Oh.
In the corner of the room, just okay. to remind okay. you as you walked through okay. your day okay. that it was okay. still there for you.
Okay. Okay. So you meditate on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Meditate on it. All right.
My mama is tough as a mother.
That's
like,
it.
I would say that I was staying back for school for mm-hmm. tutoring.
Uh-huh.
And the school was two blocks away from home. And let's just say I wasn't at school.
Yes, ma'am.
And she called me up. She's like, oh, I'm on the school property. What building are you in? Ooh. And I'm like, oh, snap.
Ooh. Okay. one day, Curly and I went on a reconnaissance mission. Dad's both been at school. And so Curly said, you take this street, I take this street. Can I be real?
Yeah.
And so I'm coming down this street, Jazz coming by this street, and her eyes got so big. I knew what I laughed about was, I knew not even she could come up with a lie for that one. You know, because she thinks she's a lawyer, so, you know, and that's what she's been called to be. But I just smiled to myself. I called Curly. I said, Curly, I just passed her eyes real big and stuff like that. She said, where you find? I said, around such and such corner. All right, I got somebody over there. Yes, sir.
When we were little, we were homeschooled, and we got spankings and stuff, but my mom's favorite thing to do would be to flunk us in school for the day, but then we had to finish our work.
Oh, okay. All
right. And then she would say, that's your punishment for me as your teacher. Now, here's your punishment for me as your mom.
Ooh!
And so, little pro tip for the moms, if you want to do double duty on punishment, homeschool
Ooh!
Your kids.
Porter, did you get hit with that too? Okay, all right. See, it was no partiality. She treated both of them the same way.
No, she would take his money.
She would take his money?
Yeah.
Okay, she went to the heart of what he into. Yes, sir. Okay. All right, yes, sir.
I feel like I'm very, very blessed that I don't get switches, but I just get spankings.
Okay, all right. He's telling all her stuff.
Yes, sir. Dude, she'll wait for you. Yeah, she'll wait. So when if I get in trouble, she would be like, I'ma spank you. Right. And all day you will wait for it. So you would think she forgot, right?
Okay, you hope
but
she
ain't forget, yeah, because she have a good conversation with somebody, then she'll look at you and be like, no, she ain't forget.
Okay.
And so then after that, it'll be time to go to bed.
Uh-huh, yeah, you think
then
you made it.
You'll think you're good. Then she'll sitting on your bed, she like, you ready? Like for what? Like it's going all day.
Are you ready? And don't let your mama's size fool you. Because it's anointed stress, man, I'm telling you. My mom, they get that thing from God, but yes, sir. Are you ready? Sound like a saw. Oh, somebody in the back. What I got back here?
Devlin's reminded me. My mom.
Okay,
what'd
your mom do?
And this wasn't like all the time, but like sometimes if it was like time for us to like get a spanking or whatever. She would, like, wait until, like, we were out of the shower.
Okay.
And so, like, in
definitely, like, when we moved to the house like we live in now, like, where my room was and my brother's room was across from the bathroom. So, like, from my room, I could, like, see. So what we would do is we would try to, like, warn each other if she was, like, waiting in the other room.
Okay.
Because the lights would be off.
Okay, gotcha.
She would just be sitting in the dark ready.
Okay.
And so, like, if I'm, like, in my room and my brother would, like, peek out the bathroom and I'd be like, and then we give each other a look and be like, pray for me.
Yes, sir. Then I'll recover. Thanks for sharing. Yes, ma'am. What you got, Faye?
Mom's favorite thing to do, like, if we were out shopping or whatever, she'd always say, you know, like, you run under the clothes and stuff like that.
Boy, don't do it.
Yeah, well, she'll be like, come on, let's go try this belt on.
Okay. Ooh.
Like she'll walk to the men's department and be like, you like this belt? And I'm looking like, why are we buying a men's belt?
Okay.
You know, and then so she'll tell the lady, yes, we'd like to go to the dressing room and try this belt on.
Ooh.
And she would beat you in the dressing room with that belt.
Okay. Right.
And then come back out and like, it's not going to work.
Oh, okay. Y'all heard it, buddy. I'm telling you. Miss Lee, these some tough parents. These some tough parents. What I got? So your son telling all your business. Go ahead.
When I would do something wrong, like if she was if mom was talking with someone, somehow the conversation turned into like she would give me the side eye.
Side eye. Okay. Like she's doing now.
Oh.
Yeah, there, buddy. I'm telling you. She's trying to look at him, tell him, you need to be quiet. Yes, sir. You telling all the stuff. Go ahead, sir. This is church, guys. This is church.
I feel like after the beating, be sometimes worse than the beating, because sometimes it's like, you want a hug? No, I don't want a hug now.
Okay.
Or it'll be like, she'll be telling other people how you beat them in front of you. So it's like, dang, are you telling people that how you whooped me?
Okay.
You know, so it's like, okay.
But now let me be honest with you. I see you over there. Now, just tell me. I mean, did you need it?
Yeah.
I mean, how many of you guys needed to have a spanking? And you slept good. You slept real good. That's how you slept high. And you even told them the next morning you loved them. You never did that. Yes, sir. She's still mad. She's still trying to figure out the next thing she's going to do. But, yes, ma'am.
No, I want to make a comment.
Okay.
A lot of the older guys, people don't realize when back in the day in schools, teachers could spank
you. That's right. Yeah.
Teachers could spank you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got a spanking at school for doing something, and she called and let your parents know you got another spanking for the same thing. And if you walk through your grandma's neighborhood, she allowed to spank you, too.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yeah.
So you might have got three spankings for two or three before you got home.
Yes, sir. We learned from that one, though. Yes, sir. The mama's speaking there. Hold on a second, y'all. Be quiet.
So, with Devlin, he did not get a lot of spankings.
He didn't get a lot?
He did not. He was pretty decent. Uh-huh. But what hurt him more is for me to let other people know that he got in trouble.
Okay.
You know, so you can't. Taking stuff away, stuff like that didn't really faze him. He'll just go off to sleep or, I'll just do this then. So for him, if you share with someone and he hears it, that was more detrimental for him, you know, than it was anything else. Now, Shia.
Uh-oh. She's going to the second child. And what shall you do?
That's your challenge. That's your challenge right there. You have to have a multitude of things with her. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Like right now, she don't have her tablet for a month.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So her tablet is taken away. I have to set the spanker in front of her.
Okay, gotcha.
So she can see it. Okay. With her also, it's like she thinks that if she talks to you. Then that means she's not going to get a spanking.
Oh, okay,
so it's like,
gotcha.
Oh, Mom, can we have a conversation? Okay. Sure.
Uh-huh, gotcha, okay.
And so, sure, I know I did this. I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Okay. And I'm like, okay. And so I'm like, so go ahead and finish taking your clothes off, because I don't spank clothes.
Gotcha, okay.
Go ahead and finish taking your clothes off. And then, you know, after that, well, Mom, I thought we would. No, the conversation had nothing to do with what was about to happen.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, so some kids, you got to dangle stuff in front of them. You know, they walk around. You got it. You got to dangle in front of them because I'm telling you, they think they got it. They think they got it going on. So moms help us with our attitudes because we got some special attitudes, don't we? Yep. I mean, some of us kept the ones we grew up with. Yes, sir. See, I'm looking at the exit sign. You know, and you can tell. You can tell what they used to. Mom tries to keep us from either both opposite sex and same sex. Because who you hang around with, you. So the person who has the strongest personality, if that's not you, that's who you will become. By hanging around with them, you're not going to tell them no. You're going to do whatever. Yeah, man, because you want to be accepted by them. You know, you hanging around with a big person, you know, a person that, you know, is known all over the school. So you know, but your parents will tell you. Parents will tell you. They'll say, you're not going to hang around with that boy. Or not going to hang around with that girl. And see, mothers, they look at how you dressed. How the girls that you hang around with are dressed. Am I lying on mothers? See, y'all don't want to say nothing to me. Don't want to talk back to you. Yes, sir. Because they thinking like, well, she's showing her stomach. What are you going to do with my child? You know, because some children, what they do is they have two outfits. See, all you got to do is watch that purse. You know, watch the, you know, that backpack that they carry out. Let's do a check on that on the way out. Let's do check and you find a little bit of everything. Mom, protect us. That's what they try to do. Proverbs 22, verse 6 in Amplified. Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to speak God's wisdom and will for his ability and talents. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And what I would like for you to see is sometimes they don't do that until later on in life. You can train up a child. But see, God's word can't return void. So he's not promising you when they're going to walk it out, but he's promising you that if you train them up, what's your part? If you train them up, you gave him something to work with. But the mothers try to protect you, though. Don't be fooled. They know some stuff. Mothers vote motivate us to give someone a reason for doing something. Mothers, they lead by example. You can watch your child. The child be watching you. But they waiting on you to mess up. Am I lying on you kids? You waiting on you to mess up. And our two daughters, they specialize in law. They look for the law. They look for that piece that they can bring up. Well, Mom, you know, you always tell me to be on time, but Dad, you always late on your sermons. They'll try to bring up stuff. They'll try to come around and act like they want to talk to you, but they looking for a loop. Jasmine and Mika. But moms, just know your children are watching. They looking for you. Okay, one thing to say about my mom, she does what she says she's going to do. Just like that spanking thing. Yeah, they promise you that thing. It's coming. That day. They remind us that we are better than that. We're better than that. And you try talking to your child. You better than that. Who we got? It Drew again. Yeah. he talked more than you, Ron. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I feel like if you train someone to do right, but then, you know how some kids are like really curiositive? And they'll go into their room and find them like doing something, the adult not doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
And it could take a bad turn on the child.
Okay. When the parents don't do what they're supposed to do, it can take a negative turn on the child.
Even though they're teaching them to do something good.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so the parent might say, be on time, you be on time, but then you see them late all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the situation, but I'm just...
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Somebody else raise their hand? Okay. So you that are watching internationally, just want to let you know, so we got children in the service today so that way we could get a second opinion. Okay? And we got some children that are talking a little bit more than others. But I'm concerned about Drew having a way home. Okay? All right, so... Anybody got time to wait on Drew so y'all give him a ride? Okay? All right? Who y'all live close to? Drew need a ride. So yeah. Okay. Yes.
I feel like my mom just got a whole bunch of spanking ideas.
Oh, she got a whole. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So y'all do know spanking is in the Bible, right? Okay. All right. So I just want to let you know. Don't waste your time. Send the pastor a letter about spanking and all that, because it's in the Word. Okay? All right? Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so...
She give me a tell on you again.
Boy. No, I'm not. So, not a parent, but I've been a nanny for 15 years, okay. And my oldest nanny kid is about to turn 19, and there was an incident when she was 5 that she still reminds me of, where their family had a swear jar, mostly because of the dad. And there was a day where we got locked out of the house, and I didn't have my phone, and it was lunchtime, and all these three little kids had not eaten. I also had not eaten, and I said some words that they had never heard me say before. Okay. I said like 4 in a row. Okay. And these kids, they were 3, 4, and 5. They all go, you had to put so much money in the swear jar. And I was like, not now. And to this day, whenever I see them, they're like, hey, do you remember that time that you had to put like $5 in the swear jar? I'm like, do you guys remember any of the great things that I did when I was your nanny? Or we just remember this. Yeah. So the kids have a memory like an elephant.
Yep.
They really.
Yep. I'm telling you. Mothers, with their motivation, they remind us, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. So don't be surprised, children, when you go to your parents, and especially your mom, and you try to tell her about why this won't work, how you don't understand this, that's not going to fly. They will put you in summer school. Okay? Because you're not going to make mom look bad. Am I lying on your mother? My mom used to always say, Tim and Madeline, do you remember that? Mom used to say, well, if Sally can do it, because that's how she sneak up on it. She said, well, are other kids doing okay in that subject? And see, you know you're trying to lie. But she said, no, look at me. If other kids are doing it, then you can too. But see, when you try to bring it back at another time, y'all know what we're talking about, Teresa, you know what I'm talking about? When you try to bring it back up at another time, when you want to do wrong, you say, well, you said that it don't fly. Mothers, first things, to do homework. And their motivation, as soon as you come in, you get to eat a snack. And see, they make sure that snack is monitored, because, you know, your hope is that you're going to be able to continue to eat that snack so you don't have to do homework. But they're not going to play that. They're not going to answer to that. Mother. So let me tell you about my mother and how she motivated us. Can I share something with you? So, you know, I was in high school. I was in art school. And I got, during graduation, they called me up to receive the award for the best student artist. So in the beginning of the graduation, they made it clear. They say, these are the rules for this graduation. Don't clap until it's over. Right. Clap at the very end, okay? And so one thing led to another, so I go up and I get it, but as I'm going up, I hear somebody screaming. That's my boy, that's my boy, yeah! And so as I'm coming across the stage party, she's still screaming. And my dad, I see him do like that, say, Annie? You're not supposed to clap. And I hear it now. This is over the whole watch. That's my boy right there. I'm a clap. So mothers motivate you, man. And I saw my dad shut up. But what my mom started was the mothers from that point on about the awards, they start screaming and yelling about their child. So mothers will do what they need to do. But I'm telling you, she did. She said, that's my boy right there. And I'm looking, I'm giving it, I guess, like, hey. They encourage us to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. And it's very important that we understand that. Understand what your calling is. And that's what mothers do. They listen for the voice of God so that they can make the adjustments for their children. Because they know how long it took them to come there. Now, maybe y'all real spiritual, but I know a lot of people waited till they were adults before they got born again. Am I lying on anybody? Okay, I Drew didn't say nothing, so you're good. But mothers try to teach us to wait. Just wait for the right person. Wait for the right time. The timing is not right. Just wait for a little while. But while you wait and pray. Pray and ask for patience. Guys, this morning they were just talking about children and about how COVID has impacted children and the sadness and those things that children are going through. Because I was talking to my wife yesterday, what people don't realize is that when you are traumatized and you try to go on as normal, it's not working. See, none of us have ever experienced being told we can't go somewhere. You know, it's like, you know, we want to go to a store. But during the COVID, stores were closed. Movies were closed. Dinner places were closed. So I just want to encourage you as moms, because we'll be talking about dad on Father's Day. But I just want to encourage you, you guys read in between what's going on with your children. You can tell the sadness of their countenance. You can ask them, how you doing? You can sit beside their beds. Now they'll talk to you when it's bedtime. So, you know, just come on in the room. Sit on the floor. Don't sit on the bed. Sit on the floor. Because when you sit on the floor, the children talk to you more because they like, I get to look down at her. And you just listen. Don't fix nothing. Just listen. Because, see, when you talk to your children, you know how to pray. But if you don't talk to your children, you don't know what they're going through. Talk to them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, it says, but he had said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness, my mercy are more than enough. It's always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself more effectively in your weaknesses. See, his anointing is always working on our behalf, and especially mothers. That's what I'm talking about today. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing. So I just want to encourage you guys, mothers, you have a special calling. You have a special anointing that you can call on at any time. You have people who want to love you, who want to help you, who want to be with you, who want to share. Because once you find out you share some things with mom, then that other mother will, I know exactly what you're talking about, and they start to share things. But guys, find people that you can trust. Mothers that you can trust, mothers that you can talk to, mothers that you know won't share your things with other people. Because I'm telling you, it's an incredible job that only you can do in God's anointing. Only you can do in God's anointing. You got it?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.